Twins looking to split their series with the Mariners. They got great pitching from Jose Berríos, and they got great early hitting. That's a pretty good formula for success. We pick it up in the bottom of the first. Eduardo Escobar facing Ariel Miranda.
Yeah, the ball really took off on Haniger. And the ball hit by Dozier. Here's the stretch and the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball into left field and deep. Gamble going back to the warning track. Looking up. Goodbye, baseball. Eduardo Escobar with his seventh home run of the season. A two-run home run here in the bottom of the first inning. And the Twins have an early 2-0 lead. Therefore, they got the first pick of the Major League Draft 4 days ago and took the high school shortstop, Royce Lewis. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Well-hit ball to left field. Going back is Gamble to the warning track, to the wall in the corner. Goodbye, baseball. Chris Giménez with a three-run home run with two outs. And the Twins now lead by a score of 5-0. And Target Field is turned into a bandbox in this four-game series. The 12th home run combined for both ball clubs.
Twins backup catcher. Giménez is a very upright stance. Right-handed hitter. The pitch. Swinging, he clobbers this down by the foul pole in left field. If this is fair, it is big-time trouble. It is fair. It is gone. A leadoff smash by Giménez, who entered this game with a home run. He now has two here today. Twins get that run right back. It's 6-1 Minnesota. Here comes the next pitch. Valencia swings and misses for round number one. Swings past the curve. Five strikeouts now for Berríos.
And we have seen this time and time again. He fell behind 0-2, 1-2, 2-2, fouled away three pitches with two strikes. Now here he is, working the count full to three balls and two strikes. The windup by Berríos and the 3-2 pitch swinging. It's popped up along the first base line. Coming down the line is Vargas, the first baseman. He's there to make the catch, and that will retire the side. But the pitcher, Berríos, wins that long battle. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth here in Minnesota. Our score, it's the Twins 6 and the Mariners 2.
The Twins win it 6-2. Berríos, 8 innings. He allows just 2 runs on 5 hits and strikes out 6 to lower his ERA to 2.74 on the season. Escobar goes 3-for-4, and Giménez is the first Twins catcher with a multi-homer game since Joe Mauer in August of 2009. It was a tough start for Ariel Miranda. Entered the game 6-2 with a 3.67 ERA, but he takes the loss, allowing those 5 runs in the first inning alone. After the game, his skipper, Scott Servais, talked about a tough loss.
Yeah, you know, Ariel wasn't real sharp coming out of the chute. The first play of the game, obviously, the ball, you know, there's a lot of wind on the field. The ball got away from Haniger there. And then, you know, Escobar is a good at-bat, two-run homer, and then he gets Giménez down 0-2, and he kind of battles back in a three-run homer. So, you know, their guy pitched a very good ball game. We knew going in, Berríos had very good stuff, electric fastball, pretty good breaking ball. You know, we had some chances to kind of get close, but, you know, could never really mount a big rally against them. I'm going to give him credit. We've been swinging the bats very well, and he shut us down.
With Miranda, he wasn't as sharp the last time out either. Is there a similarity there, a mechanical thing that has gotten to him?
You know, the thing with Ariel is he has to pitch off his fastball. His fastball's got some life up in the zone, and, you know, he needs to kind of stick with it. I think today, you know, he got a little bit away from it, started going to a lot of off-speed stuff early. And he's got to keep throwing it. Got to keep throwing the fastball until you get a feel for it, because that is his pitch. That sets up everything else. So, didn't have it early. He did hang in there. Got us through four. And then I thought Chase DeYoung did a great job. You know, he comes in and gives us four zeros and, you know, helps save our bullpen a little bit. And those guys in that long relief role have done a great job all year. They really have. They've stepped in and they've allowed this thing to kind of keep moving forward even when we have a rough day.
And with Chase, that was his first appearance back with the club. Have you seen him take any other steps?
Well, the big thing with Chase, he's got to throw strikes. You know, he is a command guy, using both sides of the plate, and he did that today. You know, he used his curveball, he mixed in a few changeups, and then had enough fastball to get some big outs for us. So, again, did exactly what we needed out of him. We just couldn't get much going offensively.
The Mariners travel to Arlington for a 3-game series with the Rangers beginning on Friday. It's James Paxton getting the start against Tyson Ross in the series opener.